Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast, where we'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 235, Should You Replace All the Coils for Some Misfires? That's a good question. I go through that myself professionally, and so that's why I was interested in this article, and hopefully you'll find it interesting as well. This is an article from a trade magazine. It's from Import Car, which if you follow the podcast, you've heard that name before. And the fellow that wrote this article is Andrew Markell, which again, he's quite prevalent as far as being a technical writer. So anyway, couple quick items of information. If you ever want to get a hold of me via email, it's bkpodcast5@gmail.com. And again, I'm also on LinkedIn under Brad's Motorworks, so there might be something else for you to check out. So this one's not going to be real long. It's probably going to be, 6, 7, 8, 10 minutes. No biggie, but a lot of interesting stuff. So let's get started. Should you replace all the coils for some misfires? In a perfect world, a flashing check engine light for DTCs P0301 through P0312 would always be solved by installing a new ignition coil. If this were true, technicians would not need countless hours of training. However, the reality is that a misfire can be more than a missing spark from an ignition coil. Also, replacing a single coil might not be the best approach to curing an engine of a chronic misfire. The nature of misfires. Misfires below the vehicle's threshold often pass unnoticed, but a constant misfire is hard to overlook by you or the engine management system. These misfires would set a DTC, which, by the way, if you don't know what that is, that's Diagnostic Trouble Code, if you're new to the podcast, inside the engine computer. Misfires that turn on the check engine light and log a cylinder-specific fault code are the easiest to diagnose, while random misfire codes can be more troublesome. The OBD2 system can identify the cylinder or cylinders not contributing their regular dose of power and set a corresponding DTC. A P0303 DTC, for example, would indicate a misfire on cylinder number 3. If the OBD2 system cannot identify a specific cylinder, a P0300 random cylinder misfire DTC will be set. But neither means that the ignition coil or any other specific part is at fault. It simply means that more testing is necessary. Coil failures. Ignition coils can vary greatly in size and shape, but share 3 common parts. These are the primary windings, secondary windings, and non-conductive or dielectric insulation material that separates the 2 windings. The insulation material is typically a dielectric resin that is applied in a vacuum, so air bubbles are not formed. Air bubbles can create a path for electricity inside a coil and lead to premature failure. Coils fail for various reasons, including heat, vibration, or issues on the secondary side of the ignition system. Coils are commonly found bolted to the cylinder head, either on top or inside a cylinder-specific well. Excessive heat and vibration can cause the insulating material to break down and create internal coil failure. Worn secondary ignition components such as spark plugs or wires can cause a coil to work harder, require more voltage, and significantly reduce the coil's operating life. When a coil fails, it is possible the electricity created is unable to reach the destination, the spark plug. When this happens, the electricity produced inside of the secondary windings looks for the path of least resistance to ground. This path is commonly found through the boot or body of the coil. Carbon tracking happens when oil, dirt, or moisture is electrostatically attached to the boot or insulator, creating a path to ground. When carbon tracking is found, the coil and corresponding plug should be replaced. It is also possible that a failed ignition coil can cause damage to the engine computer or ignition control module. Most gasoline engines have at least 4 cylinders. Depending on the configuration of the ignition system, you will have at least 2 coils, waste spark system, and most will have 4 coils or more. All the coils are exposed to the same conditions under the hood, including heat and vibration. Also, all the coils operate under similar conditions regarding the engine's health and spark plugs. When it comes to replacing ignition coils, it might benefit the customer to recommend the replacement of all the coils at the same time in the event of a coil failure. Non-coil misfires. Commonly, an engine computer detects a misfire by measuring the changes in crankshaft speed. This change in speed can be caused by a combustion event that is happening early, late, or not at all. Worn spark plugs are one of the leading causes of misfires on a high-mileage engine. Over time, a large amount of voltage needed to create a spark erodes the electrodes, increasing the gap. This change in the spark plug's gap increases the voltage required to generate a spark. Eventually, the ignition system reaches a point where it fails to jump that gap, and the spark plug does not fire. The air-fuel ratio also can cause a misfire. The state of the fuel and air charge, too rich or too lean, inside the cylinder changes how the spark forms and how much voltage is required to jump the spark plug gap and create a spark. A lean misfire occurs when the predetermined air-fuel ratio is more air than fuel, or in extreme cases, all air and no fuel. This can be caused by a fuel injector not spraying, a faulty EGR system, or anything that is forcing more air into the cylinder than the engine computer had planned for. A rich misfire is less common than a lean misfire. The most common rich misfire is caused by a leaking or stuck open fuel injector. Rich or lean misfires can also be caused by a failed oxygen sensor. The engine computer monitors the oxygen sensor to report back the efficiency of the combustion event. A skewed or dead oxygen sensor can cause the engine computer to incorrectly add or subtract fuel. Replacing a single ignition coil before diagnosing what is causing the misfire may seem like a tempting diagnostic shortcut, but it can set you back in your diagnostic process. So, the next time you get a vehicle in your shop with a misfire, don't just assume it's a bad coil. Test, don't guess. That's a motto out there that's probably a pretty good one. So, that's the end of that one. The real rule for me, in case you're wondering, is that even if I do test and, you know, diagnose it is a single coil, if the car's got 70, 80, 100,000, especially if it's got 100,000 plus miles on it, and especially if we don't know the history of the spark plugs, you know, if it's due for spark plugs anyway, or was, and it's beyond that, and the customer doesn't know the history of spark plug replacement, you know, I'm certainly going to recommend replacing the spark plugs for one, and talking about the idea of replacing one coil, but the potential for replacing all of them. Okay, and that's really what I think this article is trying to get at, is that it could be a false economy, so to speak, to just replace one coil. From a labor standpoint, I mean, if one coil goes bad, potentially another one could go bad a day later, a week, a month, 6 months, whatever, and you're essentially starting the whole process all over again, because going into it, the shop, the technician doesn't necessarily know it's another coil that's gone bad. And even if they do know which one, okay, which coil for what cylinder. So you're starting the whole process all over again, whereas if you just decide and the customer decides from the get-go to replace all the coils, then, you know, there you go. So anyway, hopefully that kind of enlightened you a bit as far as coil replacement. And, you know, there we are. Anyway, once again, if you want to get a hold of me via email, it's bkpodcast5@gmail.com. And again, I'm also on LinkedIn under Brad's Motorworks. So I appreciate your time. Appreciate you listening. Hope you got something out of it. And we'll go from there. I hope you have a fantastic day and a great tomorrow. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you, and thank you again.